This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Polis and Secretary of State Jenna Griswold say all of the voting machine passwords that were impacted by a security breach have now been updated. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Earlier this week, the Colorado Republican Party revealed that passwords for voting equipment were posted for months on the Secretary of State's website in a hidden tab on an Excel spreadsheet. Polis authorized extra state resources to get IT staff out to all the affected counties as quickly as possible to reset passwords and ensure that no tampering has occurred. County clerks, the state, and the election machine companies say strong physical security around the equipment means the voting system remains secure. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More than 1.7 million Coloradans have already cast their ballots in this election. That's 43% of the state's active voters. So how does that compare to turnout at this point in the last presidential race? Well, voting will have to pick up significantly over the weekend to match pace. At this point, 4 years ago, more than 2 million people had already returned their ballots. More than half of the ballots returned in Colorado so far this year are from voters age 55 and older. And when it comes to partisan breakdown, 40% of the vote is from unaffiliated people, with the rest closely split between Democrats and Republicans. And don't forget to keep an eye on your clocks this Sunday to account for daylight saving time. You're listening to CPR News.